USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second quarter GDP report says the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter of the economy shrinking, a key indicator that the economy is in a recession. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, mocks the Biden administration's latest effort to dismiss concerns of an economic recession.
Now? No, it's not a recession. The economy is just slowing. You'd rather redefine a recession than restore a healthy economy?
President Biden released a statement Thursday calling the report no surprise, but also arguing the job market and consumer spending are still strong. One person is dead after flooding hits parts of eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear describing what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least three people have died in flash flooding in the eastern part of the state.
There's a report that we have lost a Perry County native, an 81-year-old woman.
Beshear described what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history. He also says the recovery process could take years for some. 58% of Americans want Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce a federal law that prohibits protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, according to a new Judicial Network poll. The poll also asked Americans about pro-abortion violence, and 59% of respondents say they are less likely to vote for an elected official who refuses to speak out against acts of rage, vandalism, and violence against a pregnancy resource center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
New York City is taking an aggressive approach when it comes to congestion in the city.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing.
If you are a New Yorker who has been late for work because your train was not on time, you need congestion pricing.
The goal of congestion pricing is to encourage more people to take public transportation to cut down on traffic, while also directing extra revenue toward making much-needed repairs to the transit system. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The more than $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing until Friday's drawing. Investment advisor and NYU corporate finance instructor James Bierman says there's a lot to consider before taking the lump sum.
You better not be a gambler because you're going to lose that lump sum. And if you've been playing the lottery, you might be a gambler. Then it would be better to take the annuity.
He also advises people to cash the ticket anonymously. The drawing is set for Friday night, just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.